there's this point with your second, or there's all these points, I guess, and you just had one that, like, they start doing things on their own, and as they grow on their own, you're like, wow, they're also a person.
I know. You're like, when the hell did you get here?
Welcome to another episode of Stay Rooted
with your hosts, Stephanie and Lauren.
Pull up a chair because you're attending the virtual mom support group.
Light your sage because we are going through it
and growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. Is she also going to grow up to be an eye doctor?
I don't know what she'll grow up to be. She'll probably be a surgeon.
Today, when I went to Lukey's first, like, group therapy thing that I started with him today, there was a kid, like, in, like, the little pickup area, and he was just opening his mother's eyes all the way up, kind of like that, but with both hands, the way that Lukey does to people when he wants to get a better look at them. And I was like, I have never felt more seen. I was like, and I turned to the dad, and I was like, my son also opens my mouth sometimes and looks in, and he goes, well, you know, dentists pay very well. Dentists get paid very well. And I was like, you're right. And it was just, I always feel like, you know, when I'm at Target or whatever, being the mom whose kid is opening their eyeballs up to get a better look isn't the most, you're not seeing that in every aisle. No. Unfortunately.
But what assessment skills?
Yes, honestly, a thorough exam was made. And when I saw another little kid doing him to that mom, I was like, hell yeah.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So I started a new thing with Lukey, and that's kind of my way. I guess I'll bring it up right now, actually, because today was his first little group situation, and, like, we know and we've done a lot of these things together. Our two girls, our big girls, they've done an activity, you know, like they've had the uniform.
We've signed the permission slip.
Yes, you know, we know a monthly fee. Like, we've done a lot of things with those girls. We've tried sports, we've done dance, we've done gymnastics, we've done more than I have done in my 32 years of life.
It's truly a learning process, and I know we're going to land on something, but yeah. I think right now it's just a trial period.
It is a trial period, for sure. So we're in our trial period, and, like, Lukey's, you know, trial period is starting now. It hasn't started as early as Nora's did, just because it felt like it wasn't the right time for him. I mean, he started school much younger than Nora, so, like, he already has quite a bit going on, you know what I mean? It didn't feel right yet to start something else on top of, you know, full day of school as a three-year-old.
Yeah. So fair enough.
But, like, as time's gone on, there's been certain things that have popped up that have, like, piqued my interest. And then recently, one of Lukey's old speech therapists and his PT from school currently opened, like, this cool place that does all different kinds of things. And today was our first session for Lukey. And it was just very, like, follow the kids' lead. Just a bunch of kids, like, with ball pits and swings and trampolines and, like, our living room, but, like, you know, with the industrial kind of stuff, you know, like, really cool. And
the kind of stuff you pay an admission for.
100%. You pay a fee. And it's so worth it, though. And I'm so glad.
It's not an admission. What is it? It's a, what is it?
Tuition.
An application or a tuition fee.
The tuition fee. So, and I feel like we finally found, like, the right fit for Lukey. And it was just really cool because, like, the first few minutes, like, not the first few minutes, I'd say, like, the first half, Lukey was very much stuck to me and, like, very, he wasn't crying, but he was taking it all in. And his thing lately is he wants to be, like, my turtle shell. Like, if I'm a turtle, he's my shell. He did it to you the other day. He spins you around and he climbs on your back and he's like, giddy up.
And we also could have sworn he said Lauren. Just
saying. I heard it.
Just saying.
I heard it.
He twirled me around like he was going to point me in the direction of a donkey with a tail.
He does that thing that they do in Avatar where they take their ponytails and connect them together and then you are one. And he just guides you with his mind. And he really does. Yeah. Like, he really does.
And you just find yourself, like, still having a conversation, yes, but doing what he tells you to do.
Exactly. So, like, for the first half, he was very much my, you know, I was his banshee. Is that what they call them? The dragons?
Yes.
And so eventually, though, he started to open up. He started to recognize, because for him, sometimes it's weird to see people in new places. Like, he can't recognize that he's seeing them in a new place right away. Mm-hmm. So, like, eventually he, like, understood that he knew these people. And he started to open up and he started to, like, explore and jump around and laugh. And I could just tell that, like, it was going to be a great fit for him. And I think that this topic also kind of leads into something I just wanted to bring up, that April is Autism Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
So
be aware.
If you're not aware, the autistic people are here, okay?
Yeah.
And, like, it needs to be, it's not about awareness. That might be what it's called. And it's not even just acceptance anymore, because, like, what the hell are you doing not accepting another human?
And we're definitely not looking for a cure.
No.
Which should go without saying.
If anybody sends me a Tylenol lawsuit, I'm going to slap them across the face. Like, honest to God. Honest to God.
Keep your vaccine banter to yourself. Yeah,
not up in here. Not up in here. So me and my boy are like, we're celebrating hard who he is.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, what I want and what I strive for and what I'm learning about having a son who is autistic is the inclusion, the love, the understanding, the opening your eyes to, like, the spectrum of people that are out there that, like, you can get to know and love. And I'm so happy that things like Love on the Spectrum are becoming so popular, because it's just a beautiful and light introduction into a world that I am so lucky to be a part of.
Absolutely. And I have to say, as somebody that's kids are pretty neurotypical right now, nobody's diagnosed.
Nope.
But them accepting neurodivergent and disabled individuals was really important to me. And as a new mom, I didn't really fully know how to navigate that, because, you know, your 2-3-year-old sees somebody in a wheelchair and she points at them and she says, why are they in a wheelchair?
Yes.
And you have a choice. You have a choice. You can, like, you know, you can say, don't point at them. And then, you know, you can kind of just, like, hush the situation. Or you can say, you know, it's really not polite to point at them, but he's probably in a wheelchair because his legs are either weak or don't function for him because of something that happened.
An explanation. Instead of creating fear.
So I have to say that I was throwing myself an advocacy party because I gave an explanation.
Yes.
But as I grow and evolve as a parent and my kids interact and are among just a more diverse community, because we have a community now, right?
Yes.
We came out
We're
of
a school
the,
system.
We came out of the caves of COVID and we went to public school. Like, what the fuck?
I'm still, like, delirious.
I am shooken.
I know.
Like, I'm trying
to
blame the eclipse.
They're like,
I'm
that
still
was
blaming
actually
2020.
Fine. Mercury's still in the microwave.
Yeah, I don't care what Mercury's doing.
It's
I'll
weird.
Never recover.
I know.
But yeah, so I feel like I really gave myself a pat on the back for that. And I feel as though that is a forward thought. But to take it further, as I become, you know, really close with a person that has an autistic child, and as she's just more in a diverse community, we're in public places, we're out playing.
Yes,
I want to raise myself an explanation and go for an inclusion and say, okay, that person's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
We see that.
How can we include them in our play at the playground?
Maybe you just smile at them.
Yeah.
Maybe you just smile at
them. Maybe we just make them feel seen.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's so funny because as I push that thought mentally for even myself, mm-hmm. because on a day-to-day basis, I am kind to everyone around me. Because you never know what anyone is going through. Okay?
100%.
But when there is a community that we know is compromised of understanding and kindness,
I'm gonna
put it into overdrive.
Oh, for sure.
Because
You're
I want
to go
you,
the extra mile. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel included.
If you had a shit day and maybe the only little smile that happened was my elevator banter that I probably overthought after I got out of the elevator.
But at least if I tried to make you laugh and make you smile, it's like inclusion should be a basic human thing. Like, it shouldn't be something that you have to earn.
Yes.
You know?
And
no matter what your ability is.
And I find our children not having to need the explanation.
Yes.
And that's why I say that, like, I thought that was so important, but my daughter looks at me and she's like, no shit, mom, her legs don't work. And she, like, goes up the handicap ramp. Because
it's been
ramp.
Talked about, and it's not, like, this big, we need to not make these, you have to be careful, because I understand, like, that reaction, that panic you get when you're a kid. You know they're going to point, and you feel bad because this person's probably been pointed at multiple times in their life, and maybe they're insecure. You don't know. Like, you don't know, and you want your kid to be kind, but they're not, if they're just curious, they're not being unkind. They want to know because they're not familiar with it. And that's where I think we need to, and I'm on the other end of it, because I'll see kids that will be like, you know, why doesn't he talk, you know? And I'm on the other end of that question where I can get defensive and be like, that was rude.
Yeah.
Or I can teach them a little bit of something. Yeah. So like the inclusion goes on both ends. Like I need to also be inclusive with my response and try to give people, try my hardest to give them the benefit of the doubt when they say something that, like, you know, kind of initially rubs me the wrong way. And I might have said this before on the podcast, but one of my greatest responses I've heard people to say when someone says something, you know, inappropriate is just to say, what do you mean by that? Yeah. Let them elaborate. And then you kind of decide from there if they're an idiot. If you want
to further elaborate.
Yeah, and maybe if you're me, you just slowly back away because I might just do that.
Like that Homer Simpson.
Yes, that's me. Straight into the bush. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I have to say that, like, as Lennon grows as a person, especially being around Lukey since he was a baby.
Baby.
She will ask me things and then be like, okay, well, that's how I'll react. Or she'll come home and say, you know, should I push Lukey away? Should I not? Or she'll go to you and ask, like, what should we do? And I'm like, you know what? You're learning how to interact with him. And that's what I want.
That's the perfect way to do it.
I want you to interact with him.
Exactly.
And her questions are going to come off the most obtuse.
Well, they're always direct. And they're just for the purpose of learning.
Yeah.
And that's what's so pure about kids. Kids aren't born hateful. No. You know? That's just why it are. That's why the most important thing of us isn't, you know, how what our kitchen sinks look like or, you know, what our backyard looks like right now. It's how we raise our kids and do we raise our kids to be kind. And I think, like, that's the whole part of this month. And it's, like, in this life, like, it obviously this month is to bring awareness to it and to make it more talked about, which I can appreciate, you know. But, like, I think we need to go a step further and, like, you know, just invite the kids to your birthday party. Maybe they don't want to come, but give them the opportunity to come. Like, include everybody and give them the option to decide if it's too much for them. That's what I hope for Lukey. Like, when Lukey gets invited to a birthday party, let me decide if it will be too much for him, but include him.
Yeah.
Just because your kid and him can't talk, that doesn't mean that he wouldn't enjoy being there and having
the birthday party is gonna be too much
for
me.
Goddamn cake. Like, you know?
Yeah, nobody asked if it'd be too much for me.
No, and it was. Spoiler alert, it's always too much for us.
Invite Lukey, don't invite me.
Yeah, invite Lukey, not Lauren. End of story.
But yes, I have to say that I feel very aware of autism.
Yeah, me too.
And I wanted to become more of a inclusive mom.
And an understanding, yes. So and everybody, just do some research. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with looking some things up, learning, follow different. I will say that's something I love about social media. I can follow other families that I wouldn't otherwise maybe see on similar kind of life journeys as me, navigating similar things, and that's comforting. So, like, if I can be that to another mother or father or parent and just say, like, hey, my kid also, you know, pries my eyeballs open to look at my eye, and I know that that means he loves me.
Yeah.
And, like, if and you've, like, ever had that happen, same.
And at the very minimum, in, like, your autism starter kit, I urge you to just, like, look up stimulation. Because, like, as a healthcare professional, I'm taking care of autistic individuals.
And, like, that should be part of the training.
And, like, lights in their face.
Yeah, fluorescence. So today when we were at Lukey's, like, little group therapy thing, one of the things that I really loved was that one of the little girls that's in his class climbed up onto, they have this little thing, you know, the tracks with the cars that go down and you can kind of ride them down. Well, she went up to go on it and she turned off the lights, which, like, that's a classic Lukey move, you know, go over and just turn the lights off, make everybody think the power went out. And honestly, the kids kind of relaxed a little bit and they were like, let's just take out the star projector and just leave the lights down. And I was like, this is my kind of place. You know, this is my kind of place. Turn off those fluorescents. Absolutely. This is so cozy.
First order of operations.
Absolutely.
But I am really glad that Lukey's in his trial period of activities.
It's exciting. It's exciting for both of us because him and I would be perfectly fine staying in our living room all day. You know that.
Well, that's where I'm at with Alaska because she's, as you know, a 40-year-old woman trapped in a toddler's body.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm pretty sure she was small-talking your husband the other time.
I know. And she, even the way she was sitting was very, like they were just sitting there shooting the shit. She was like, so what do you think about that one, you know?
She's like, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, exactly.
But I have to say that, like, I think her trial period will, like, erroneously happen earlier than the, because this is the thing, like, growth is a spectrum.
Yes.
And autism is a spectrum.
We love spectrums.
But, like, we have these milestones and set goals that are reasonable, but sometimes you're like, you know, my kid is drastically on one side or the other. So, like, fuck this order of operations. Like,
absolutely.
This doesn't apply to me.
Mm-mm.
So we're in that kind of in the other direction.
Yeah, you're like, what do I do with this ball of energy?
It's dangerous.
And words. Yeah. She's like Stitch, you know? She's like, she could save the earth or destroy it.
Yeah, and I'm like, before she gets like a lawsuit against me, you know, because she loves a fake fall.
Let me see if she can cure cancer first.
She's
gonna
take Walmart for everything they're worth. She's just gonna like, fake fall in the entryway and be like, I'm fucking taking this place for everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, before she does that, I feel like her trial period needs to begin because I saw her at that play place. And like I said,
she was loving it.
There's this point with your second, or there's all these points, I guess, and you just had one that like they start doing things on their own. And as they grow on their own, you're like, wow, they're also a person.
I know. You're like, when the hell did you get here? I thought I was just changing diapers and feeding you.
Yeah, and you're like, you really fit into the equation so well.
You're a whole person.
You're a whole person every... I feel like the beauty of the second child, no matter what gender or what age group that I've been at so far anyways, she's just like, she's such a good, not supporting role because I want to give her main character energy, but like, you can put her anywhere and the girl is having a good time.
They're more adaptable. They had to be.
It didn't even dawn on me to bring her to a play place by herself. Like, that's fucked up.
No, and I get
that's bad momming, I think. I don't know.
I know what you mean. You're not a bad mom, though, because I do the same thing, but they weren't born an only child. Like, when we were taking Nora and Lennon to the trampoline park alone, it was because we only had them. Like, we're still taking them, but, like, as they get older, I do think Luke and I want to be more like, you know, why don't you go take Lukey for an afternoon and I'll take Nora. And there's been a few times where, like, I've had to go to, like, an activity with Nora and Luke, and Lukey will have, like, a them day. And, like, maybe it's just being more intentional about those so that we can have one-on-one time with the kids because there's only so much time in the week. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not us. It's them, you know? it's the days and the hours.
We're at this point in our lives where, like, our oldest has so much going on and our little one doesn't have to. She's a cute potato that talks in full sentences all of a sudden.
Weird.
The sentences, it's weird. So she's just talking in full sentences and we're in between activities with our oldest and there's not enough hours. So in between, we're just like, backflip the baby. And we do. And then she like gets joy from that. We're like, on to the next thing for the oldest. Yes. So I do feel like it's going to come to a period where we are going to have to create that divide in order to learn about our kids as individuals.
That's kind of where we are at. And, like, that's hard because, you know, me and Luke, like, we're going to be at everything. But, like, today, you know, Nora had gymnastics at the same time that Lukey had his thing. So it was like, you know what? I'll do it this week and then you'll do it next week and we'll swap. And then maybe once a little bit has gone by, like, we can figure out things with, you know, my sister and my mom and dad, blah, blah, blah. But, like, for now, let's just divide and conquer. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes you just have to.
Absolutely.
But I have to say.
And in between, you backflip the baby.
Yes. And in between, you backflip the baby and you throw the big baby like a taco or something because that makes him happy.
And then you pay. On the way. And then you pay the tuition fees for the school age. So many tuition fees.
I have.
Like, how much is the t-shirt?
Literally.
Is it included?
So I'm currently, so when this comes out on Tuesday, I'll be out in the open seas. I'll just be sailing.
A sailor. A pirate.
I'm worried, and I realized today, Lauren and I's main form of communication, besides this podcast, is voice messages, and I'm going on a boat, and I don't know if we're going to be able to talk to each other.
You're sailing out to sea.
Yeah, I'm sailing out.
As if you're trying to go discover new land.
What's the line, Nemo? He's sailing out to sea.
Oh, my gosh! Nemo's swimming out to sea!
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He's going to touch the butt.
Oh, look at me. I'm going to go touch the butt.
Okay, anyways, sorry, I got distracted, but...
He said it was called a butt.
Currently, in the real life, because we're recording this a little bit ahead of time, I'm in the just throw it in the bag phase.
Yeah, you are.
I'm looking at the suitcases, I'm taking the things out, I'm putting them in different suitcases. I am stressed.
I know, and I'm going from all those voice memos,
yes,
right? And then my next day off is the day you leave. I don't even know if you're going to have cell reception.
I don't even know if I'll ever talk to you again.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
But
I am going through the Bermuda Triangle. So
fair enough.
This may be our farewell.
You know, it's funny that we used to use boats to discover new land, and now we just like discover the same land over and over.
Now we just use it to leave our own land. We're like, you know what? Let's go have a buffet out in the ocean.
Right? We're like, honestly, you won't be able to go outside the first couple of days because it's so cold.
Yeah.
But like, free chicken.
Yeah, but free chicken, you know?
Like, have you ever been on a vacation where you don't have to pay for any of the meals?
Lauren,
you go on that one sometimes.
That's the one. But you just brought up chicken.
Sorry. But no, not the
I don't
want to
get sad.
Yet. Yeah, you're frantically packing, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
Jeff,
the whole thing.
Jeff could still get you stuff that you need.
Well, I was just looking at Jeff because I made a return today, and I was like, you know, maybe I can have something here tomorrow, you know, free money.
Yeah.
But I forgot about it because I'm in that, like, overdrive right now. The pre-packing days, my brain is fried, my kid's not sleeping, you know. I'm trying to get to Friday. I'm just trying to get there, says future Steph.
Jeff Bezos will get you there.
Yes.
He could probably get you stuff onto your cruise ship.
I actually.
If you wish hard enough.
I had that thought. I am so broken with convenience that I actually had this thought when I was sitting today looking at my suitcases. I go, so what if I just forget a bathing suit? What? Will Jeff not deliver it to, like, the Bermuda grocery store? Like, I don't know.
But
like,
do you want drones that can do that? Because I don't know. It's a fork in the road. You're like, I really want a bathing suit in Bermuda, but
I also...
Should a drone be able to deliver onto a ship? I don't know.
I know.
Do we need that technology right now
in this
climate?
I don't think so. So right now, I may be somewhere in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle meeting my alien friends, and I just hope the best for me. I hope the best for wherever I am now.
I hope the best for you as well, and I'm going to pull us out of that.
Okay.
I'm going to pull you out of the Bermuda Triangle.
Shoot down the laser beam.
You're fine. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You're fine.
Yeah.
This is future Lauren.
Ooh.
You're fine.
Okay.
So I read a sticker recently.
Whoa.
It was
not a book.
Not a book club listeners. Nobody's a book club listener yet because
we
haven't started the book club. But Stephanie wants to keep bringing it up because she wants me to read a book, and I say no.
Lauren?
No.
Lauren, the book club was literally your idea.
I know. There's a lot going on. Listen to the sticker.
Okay, tell me about the sticker. All right. Back to the sticker.
So I see a sticker, okay? Yes. Something digestible. Yes. Not a novel.
Three lines.
Three lines. And it's on a Facebook ad, and I'm doom scrolling.
Yes.
So I'm ready for it.
What's a girl to do?
And it says something inspirational and aspirational. It says, I am but a reflection of all the coolest girls I have ever met.
Oh, well, I was just assuming it was going to be about trash, because I feel like I wasn't expecting that.
Or I am a reflection of all the trash.
All the aluminum foil I've wrapped myself in recently. Produced. Amen. I'm staring at the heaps of trash I have created. Oh, sorry.
This is my
I loved
emotional.
What you said.
Yeah. So, like, I really do. I know that you are going to nugget. I'm pulling you out
you are,
of
you
the
are.
Trash.
Tell me about it.
I do feel like I'm all the coolest girls I've ever met.
You are.
Like, I mean, I used to think, ugh, I don't want to be like anybody else.
I agree.
Like, I want to be my own person. Like, and true, sure, be your own person. But your own person can be this Frankenstein
Bella Baxter.
Pieces, Bella Baxter, things that you've observed and enjoyed on a
learned
just
behaviors.
You basis. Yeah, yes. Like you didn't take like this cutout mold that like has been produced. You didn't take like this image. You took just like little bits and pieces.
Yes.
From people or, you know, like maybe they're people you know. Maybe they're celebrities. Maybe
a mom that you thought was doing a good job.
Maybe it's a fictional mother yeah. from a book that you someday read.
Maybe it's Jamie Lee Curtis when Lindsay Lohan gets into her body and she's really cool with all of the earrings,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Like, I just feel as though, like, my personality is so many women and so many, like,
that.
Trial and error and, like, things that I've
all the gymnastics classes, all of the, you know, all the things we've done and stopped, all of the people we've seen.
And you pick up things and you're like, oh, I like what she did there.
Yes.
Oh, I don't like what she
Which,
did.
Which, like, such a compliment. Like, if I, like, and honestly, I will say, like, of course my mother is, like, the biggest one that comes to mind. But, like, also, like, when you have a sister that's a bit older than you and you get to see them, like, mother, you're kind of like, wow, I really like those things that you're doing because we're learning from our parents and we're trying to be better than they are. And, like, I hope that I can be that for, like, my sister, you know?
Yes.
And what a compliment.
And your mother is ingrained in you. Like,
yes.
Of course she is the gold standard.
She is nature,
you know?
And nurture combined.
If motherhood was a multi-level marketing scheme, she's the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, she makes all of the money.
But when you're down on, yeah, when you're down on the hustler level, it's really cool also to see yourself modeling other moms, even before I was a mom. Like,
yes.
I've told you about my nursing school friend, like,
yes.
That we still see each other bi-yearly,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Honestly, that's a great relationship if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah, and we just...
I love a bi-yearly friendship.
Like, I will see you every other year.
Count on it.
Yeah.
Be there.
It's for documentation purposes.
Yes.
We'll take some classes together, you know? We'll
yes.
Be, we'll, like, we'll mingle, and then we'll go our separate ways.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I love that. I love that for
I
us.
I love it so much.
And we just had ours. And like, it's just, it's really nice to see her grow as a mother because
yes.
It's like, you're in these trenches of survival right now. And I said to her, I said, like, when I used to sleep on your couch during nursing school.
Yes.
Because one thing about Grey's Anatomy is, you know how they like sleep everywhere. They're just not afraid to just sleep.
Sleep on a gurney.
Sleep on a gurney. Sleep on your new nursing school
yeah.
friend's house.
Sleep
you
on
know?
That doctor a lot of the time.
Oh, my God. That's Grey's Anatomy.
That's Grey's. That's code
you'll
Grey's.
Only
Grey's
side eye, you'll
yes.
only side-eye a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. That is...
But yeah.
That's when the drama comes out. That's what Shonda Rhimes is making the big bucks on.
Absolutely. And
those
she always
those,
will.
The male gaze.
I don't know what season she's on, but she'll never stop.
She'll never
but yeah,
stop.
But the sleeping
Neither
thing
will we.
Is real. And I would just, we'd study till I'd sleep on her couch. And she
yes.
had a whole family, and I was just my own person. And I think I've told the Rudies this, like, in micro-dosed
yeah.
form. But I would just observe her parenting. And
yes.
I said that to her because that's another thing that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to...
Say those things to them.
Say them to them.
I know.
Say
I know.
Nice things
Tell
to the people that you're saying the nice things about.
Tell a mom they're doing a good job. Tell a friend that you love them. Just say nice things to somebody.
Right to their face.
Right to their
they're
whole face.
They're gonna fucking like it.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and if they don't, weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I said that to her and she was like, honestly... I was just surviving. And yeah. I was like, I'm like, but that's what and I'm that's, doing right now.
And that's like, the whole thing. Like, and it comes full circle what you were just saying. Like, I do think I'm actually like a cool person. I'm just really fucking stressed out right now. Like, and I don't think that takes away from like the coolness and the goodness of a mother and person that I am. I'm just under a lot of pressure right now. And anybody would be and, in this life.
And somebody that has the time to observe from a third party perspective, like a nursing student that's just a nursing student.
Yeah.
And like, I thought that was the most stressful thing. It wasn't.
It wasn't. I like think about like stressing about high school exams now and I'm like, I wish I could stress about an algebra test right now. Truly. Yeah.
But I really had a clear head about myself in that situation. And like I said, I just loved the way that she parented. And she was somebody that wasn't somebody I knew my whole life. Because obviously you are already... Not already, because you'll always resist. You'll resist an old aunt's advice once in a while.
And as you should. And as you sometimes should.
But there are parts of them that are made into you. 100%. There are sayings. There are anecdotes to stains. There are recipes. So to...
Yes.
It's almost like when you see a mom that you don't have those ties to, you're like investigating another culture, really. It's another mom culture.
Absolutely. So, which like can only be to gain more insight and more perspective, which is beautiful.
So my mom culture is a... quilt of all of the coolest girls I've ever met.
We're human scrapbooks.
Don't you love that?
I do love that. So, and in the spirit of lifting moms up, I will say it's so impressive. Like, for us to be here today, Lauren literally worked all of the hours that a day doesn't have. She jumped in the shower, put her kids to bed, and now she's here, like, doing a whole episode. And it's like, even the people that you see every day and talk to every day, like, we need to just tell each other, like, your husband, maybe even, I don't know, maybe he'd like me to say something nice. Like, say something nice to the people that you're around. Tell them they're doing a good job.
I don't know if I'll say something nice about him.
Luke, if you're listening, you're doing a great job, sweetie. Keep up the good work.
Are you going to make me say something nice about Kenny?
I don't know. I mean, if you think you should.
Kenny, you're the best. I love you, and I hope your neck feels better someday.
Someday soon.
Thanks for being our producer.
Yes, thank you.
Don't tell our other boss that I'm sleeping with you.
I've suspected it the whole time.
It is fishy. It is fishy. Yeah. But yeah, I do feel like it is important to just throw out those compliments. And you, today, you kept a whole kid home.
I did.
You tried to pack. You I sent did. Me 7,000 voice memos.
Did I?
And that's what I worry about for your cruise.
Yes.
That, you know, that I know. Telenovela that you'll return to. She's not going to be able to do the podcast for like 3 weeks because she's just going to be listening to my voice memos.
Literally.
Catching up.
You're just going to broadcast those out into the... Put those out.
If any Rudies would like to voice memo us, please send it to our Lauren's inbox and I'll respond.
Ears are
going to
be so empty.
I think pee in the background or it isn't authentic.
If you pee on your voice memos, I had taken my headphones off because I was going to be done, but I have to say, you know it's real when you'll like not, I'll be like, Lauren, I have 3 minutes of a break and this is my only time to pee, but also I need to tell you something.
I honestly think that that's the equivalent of being like close enough to the person in the stall next to you to talk.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Fair.
That's a ride or die. That's staying rooted right there. Thanks for attending our virtual mom support group with Stephanie
and Lauren. Pull up a chair, light the sage. We are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. So I read a sticker recently.
Whoa.
It was
not a book.
Not a book club listeners. Nobody's a book club listener yet because we haven't started the book club. But Stephanie wants to keep bringing it up because she wants me to read a book and I say no.
Lauren, the book club was literally.